AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The stock market continues their worst start of a year in history. The Dow has tumbled 441 points, driven down by sliding oil prices and China's rocky economy. The drop comes as global leaders and business executives meet at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. John Dalinovich with the International Chamber of Commerce says companies are having trouble with a variety of pressures.
Additionally, businesses confronting not only those financial matters that affect their balance sheet, but those matters such as the Sustainable Development Goals and the COP21 process, for example, that was just concluded in Paris with regards to climate. So on all fronts, there are major agenda items.
A major winter storm is in the forecast for the east and south. Blizzard and winter storm watches up starting tomorrow. Parts of Maryland, Washington, Virginia, and West Virginia. AP science writer Seth Borenstein reports that forecasters haven't yet been able to nail down the path or the intensity of the storm.
Every computer model is saying it's coming up the East Coast as a nor'easter. The only question is when and where. Where is the line between snow and rain, and when?
National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the bigger cities along the East Coast could get up to 2 feet of snow, but first the storm will bring ice and freezing rain to Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration and NASA say 2015 was by far the hottest in 136 years of record-keeping. It's the fourth time in 11 years that the Earth has broken annual marks for high temperatures. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says President Obama's executive actions curbing guns are constitutional. She tells the Senate Appropriations Committee,
"I am confident that these actions will help to make our people safer, our communities more secure, and our law enforcement more effective."
The new rules expand who will be considered in the business, including those selling a few guns online or at gun shows. This is AP Radio News. One of the world's oldest Christian monasteries, St. Elijah's, has been destroyed by the Islamic State group in Iraq. Sandy Kozel has more.
Satellite photos obtained by the Associated Press confirm what church leaders and Middle East preservationists had feared. The 1,400-year-old place of worship in Mosul has been reduced to a pile of rubble. Imagery analyst Stephen Wood.
There's nothing left. Small piles of rocks, perhaps, but nothing that would look like the monastery.
Suzanne Bott had helped restore St. Elijah's Monastery, which has joined a growing list of more than 100 demolished religious and historic sites.
Once they're gone forever.
Islamic State group fighters have destroyed whatever they consider contrary to their interpretation of Islam. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Scientists say they have solid evidence for Planet X, a true ninth planet on the fringes of our solar system. The gas giant is thought to be almost as big as Neptune, billions of miles beyond Neptune's orbit. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.